just hold on and let's study this thing some more. That has been the plea of Charlotte City leaders, eager to retain control of the airport. But according to Matthews Republican William Brawley, state lawmakers and the city can't even agree on how that study would happen.
Unfortunately, I think what we have to do is go ahead and implement the authority and let those negotiations take out between the authority and the city of Charlotte.
I am so uncomfortable just saying, sever, do it now, and let it be worked out with this authority.
Representative Becky Carney is a Charlotte Democrat.
And I'm concerned about that if we sever the artery, if there's going to be full bleeding or if there's going to be a tourniquet waiting to stop it.
The latest version of the Airport Authority bill includes several recommendations from the consultant Charlotte hired to study the issue. It details more of the logistics in transitioning from a city department to an independent airport authority. It also shrinks the size of the governing board from 13 down to 11 members. But the bill does not give Charlotte additional appointment power, as the consultant suggested. The city would only get to choose two of the board members. That troubles Charlotte Democrat Rodney Moore, who notes that all five counties surrounding Mecklenburg will have a seat on the board, even though none of those counties has contributed to the airport's success.
This is no more than a takeover or a grab from the city of Charlotte to the region, who has historically had not any skin in the game as far as nurturing this airport.
Brawley says the airport is important to the entire region's economic success and should be managed as a regional asset.
And it also will reduce the political influence of any one group.
Namely, Charlotte officials, who Brawley believes have begun to eye the airport as a piggy bank for future city projects. The measure must clear one more committee before going to a full vote of the state house, where Brawley says it will pass. State senators must sign off on changes made in the House, after which the bill would take immediate effect and the transfer to a Charlotte Regional Airport Authority would begin. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.